This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, August the 9th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
On July 31st, 2015, Tina and Torin Sanderson's baby Malachi came into the world. Everything seemed normal when he was born, but 8 weeks in, Tina began to think something was wrong. He wasn't moving his head or limbs much. He also wasn't hitting normal milestones for his age. After a visit to their pediatrician, they found he didn't have any reflexes. They were then referred to the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus. 10 days later, he was diagnosed with SMA type 1. They were basically told that they had only 12 months left with him. They began to grieve, but one day Tina jumped up and tried to find something online to help him. The Andersons soon came across Spinraza. At the time, it was still in clinical trial, but that trial would require them to relocate to Chicago. So further research led them to finding a trial for AVXS-101. This was a gene therapy that would soon become Zolgensma. It was great because they could do it close to home, and it was just a one-time treatment. So they contacted the SMA clinic at Nationwide and began the process of trying to get Malachi enrolled in the trial. They were initially given an evaluation date that was months away, so they pushed for something sooner. By chance, they got a call on the anniversary of Tina's mother's passing for an evaluation. They figured they had a guardian angel looking out for them. Malachi underwent many tests, mostly blood screening. They needed to make sure he didn't have any antibodies against the virus that delivers the gene therapy. The day before Thanksgiving, they got the call that he was approved. At this point, they were ready to take the risk, because they knew his fate otherwise wouldn't be good. On December 2, 2015, Malachi received an IV infusion of Zolgensma. He was just 4 months and 2 days old. He was one of 12 that was given the high dose in the trial. This is actually now the recommended therapeutic dose. The infusion ended up being very standard. It was a simple procedure. However, the improvements were evident almost immediately. In the first 24 hours, he had more movement in his legs. In the next weeks, he was able to lift his head, arms, and legs. Before they knew it, he was trying to sit on his own. Now, almost 4 years old, Malachi continues to grow stronger day by day. He isn't able to walk, but he can propel himself in his own wheelchair. Malachi tries to be as independent as he can, and tries to adapt himself the best way he can to maneuver to get to wherever he wants. He's almost done preschool and acts pretty much like any other kid his age. He loves school because there, he really gets to be a kid. He also gets daily physical therapy at school and at home, as well as weekly visits to a local clinic. He also does semi-annual trips to Nationwide for additional physical and occupational therapy. All of this is now just part of their routine, and they're happy to do it. Zolgensma was recently approved by the US FDA. It was a landmark event. Despite its hefty price, the Andersons agreed that you can't put a price on a child's life. They would have been happy to pay for it. It saved their child. For now, they aren't considering any additional treatments for Malachi beyond the therapy sessions. They're just keeping an eye on developments in muscle strengtheners and other potential SMA therapies. But overall, Zolgensma is doing exactly what they hoped it would do. He's never had any plateaus or lost any strength. He's just gaining motor skills. The Andersons credit the therapy with saving their entire family's life. Because when you lose anyone in your family, it's heartbreaking and life-shattering. But because of Zolgensma, they have a future. SMA was not the end for Malachi, and it never will be.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
Hey everyone! Today I'll be reading another story from our 31 Days of SMA initiative. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this project, this is something we're doing throughout August in recognition of SMA Awareness Month. This project is so that people from all over the SMA community can share their stories and write about topics that pertain directly to them. Today I'll be reading an excerpt from Tyler Duke's story titled Declaration of Independence. Declaration of Independence. Those three words stir a lot of emotions within people. There is something innate in every individual that strives for independence. In culture today, individualism and independence are ingrained into the very fabric of society. Even under the best circumstances, the expectations thrust upon individuals by society are hard to meet. Now, when independence is coupled with SMA, many of those expectations seem like a pipe dream, like living on your own. The sense of independence has always burned hot within me. For me, to live independently meant three key things: managing my caregivers, choosing work over benefits, and living on my own. When I was 18, I moved 117 miles away to Waco, Texas, and enrolled at Baylor University. Not only did I have to learn what it was like to be put on my own, like every other freshman, but I had to also learn how to manage my caregivers. I learned valuable lessons and grew from my mistakes. I went from having one full-time caregiver to today having four caregivers who are responsible for different times of the week, with a lot of trial and error in between. I learned how to run interviews, see red flags, trust my intuition, and sometimes find exit plans for caregivers. Choosing to work over receiving benefits was a huge leap of faith. While every state is different, I knew that what I wanted to do, become, and achieve was too great to live under the resource limitations many government programs have. Thankfully, I had some amazing friends and family who got me to the point where I can now pay for my basic care on my own dollar. To read more of Tyler's story, be sure to follow the SMA News Today Instagram page and our main website at www.smanewstoday.com. There you can find all of our stories from the 31 Days of SMA Initiative. I hope you're enjoying these, and please let me know your thoughts in our forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.